Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future of the college football playoff, well, it's still uncertain, but we do have some updates for you. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12 Conference. And as always, glad you're here as a part of the show. If you could, if you're on YouTube, drop that thumbs up. Make sure you are subscribed. Same thing on the podcast. Subscribe, leave that 5-star rating and review. And thank you, as always, to our radio affiliates as well. Let us know where you are watching the show from today. Now, Ross Dellinger has done outstanding reporting for Yahoo Sports. The college football commissioners met this week in Dallas. And the format for the playoff remains very much up in the air. And the main driver is what it always is, money. The Big Ten and the SEC want to run roughshod over the other conferences, and frankly, they want to run roughshod over the entire sport of college football. They want to own it, they want to squeeze every last dollar out of it, and they don't give a damn who's in their way. And the last men standing are Brett Yormark, the Big 12 commissioner, and Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner. That's it. There's other layers to this I'll get to, but the long and short of it is that. The Big Ten and the SEC want to make it so that the seeding is now 1 through 12. And in a normal setting, I would sit here and say, I get it. You know, was Arizona State the fourth best team in the country? Nah. I say that as a Big 12 guy. Did they give Texas a run for their money? Absolutely. It was the best game of the college football season. But I'm not going to sit here and try to pull an over on you and tell you that Arizona State was the fourth best team in America last season. They weren't. They had a hell of a game. Cam Scataboo had an incredible performance. I keep thinking about his, you know, arrow that he did after that touchdown pass that was amazing. But anyway, I understand wanting to rank it 1 through 12. But there are reasons that the Big 12 and the ACC has to be very, very careful with agreeing to whatever the SEC and the Big Ten want to do. So that's what this meeting was about this week. And the big thing is, right now, if you get a bye, you get $8 million. You get $4 million for making the playoff, and you get $4 million for getting to the quarterfinals. So you get $8 million. So basically, if you get one of those byes, it's worth an extra $4 million. And Brett Yormark is saying, hey, I'm not sitting here giving up $4 million. Just because you guys want us to. So what apparently is going on now, according to Dellinger, is there are conversations being had on basically how money can fix this, because money fixes everything in college sports. Everyone needs it. Everybody, frankly, is addicted to more of it. These things take more and more money to operate. You're seeing private equity make a move towards college athletics. So all this stuff is happening in real time. And every last dollar is going to play a factor here. For now, this year, every single commissioner has to agree to a playoff format change. But here's the catch. The catch is, next year, it doesn't matter. Next year, the college football playoff's new 6-year agreement and contract with ESPN will be basically in complete control of the SEC and the Big Ten. They will control all format changes. So the question really, now, the Big 12 and the ACC and others will have a say. They will. It's kind of like me in my house with my kids. Like, yeah, you know, they're 6 and 4 and 1, and I'll give them a say. They're not going to be the ultimate decision maker. I might consider their input depending on the circumstances, right? If I'm trying to figure out where to go to dinner on a Friday night and they want to go to Chick-fil-A, I'll consider going to Chick-fil-A. If it's like, hey, we think you should go with this window company for the new windows you got to put in the house one day, I'm not getting their advice on that. I don't really care what they think about that. And ultimately, on both of those, I will have the vote, but I will give them the opportunity to have a say if it's something where I sit there and say to myself, I'm interested in their opinion. But in the end, it's all lip service. And starting next year, it's going to be all lip service for the SEC, or for the Big 12 and the ACC, because the SEC and the Big 10 will have complete control in this new contract that starts next year. And this ties back to some drama from last year when basically there was a poison pill put in by the SEC and the Big 10. And our guy Matthew Postens wrote about this at heartlandcollegesports.com. He put a great piece together on Sunday. He writes a Sunday column that if you are not reading, you have to make sure you're reading on Sundays from Matthew Postens. He broke this down beautifully, that basically a poison pill was put in there last year when they were having trouble reaching agreements on the future, and the SEC and the Big Ten basically threatened to go out on their own. They didn't, obviously. They wanted a majority of the playoff revenue and full authority over the playoff. And the compromise was that all 10 leagues plus Notre Dame would hand control of the format to the Big Ten and the SEC starting next year. Now, what does the Big 12 do? I still think that your Mark and Phillips and the rest of college football has to tell the SEC and the Big Ten to pound sand. I know there's this thinking out there of, well, you know what? They'll just create minor league NFL. It'll be NFL light, and they're just dragging along the Big 12. They're just dragging along the ACC. They got some cute stories, but what's it really worth? Now, what's the value in any of this? Well, first off, the value will impact every single sport, including basketball. Suddenly, you're seeing the SEC get very good at basketball. I won't deny it. They've had a great year on the hardwood. That's partially because in this insane world of NIL, they've got more money. The money comes from football, but they can spend it on the basketball if they want to. The TV money is all revenue to the schools. They can spend it and cover their expenses however they want, obviously. So they're suddenly getting more money, and now they're getting better basketball products as well because they're caring about basketball more. And good for them. I don't begrudge them for that. But my point is, you will have an NCAA tournament that will look a lot different if the NCAA tournament continues to exist. The NCAA tournament is, frankly, the only thing that makes money that the NCAA does well at this point. I mean, yes, they run the Olympic sports, but none of them make any money. So I'm just saying the only thing they do well that makes money is the NCAA tournament. But there will be impacts to that. If the Big Ten and the SEC break apart, and you tell me, well, it's just going to be for football anyway, you think the other leagues are going to go along with that and say, oh, yeah, but we'll all play basketball together. That'll be fun. No. No, they won't. And they shouldn't. And that's something that needs to be considered and needs to be part of the conversation here going forward. I know that everyone's of the opinion that the Big 12 and the ACC and all the group of fives have zero leverage. I don't buy that. First off, Notre Dame has a lot of leverage. They've got a lot of power, and they are not tied to the Big Ten or the SEC. The ACC and the Big 12 do still have power in numbers. They still have great brands. You're still looking at schools and programs like Duke and North Carolina and Virginia. And of course, you go to the Big 12 and, you know, Kansas stands out. Texas Tech, I saw Ross Dellinger put up on X on Tuesday night that they've got the best facilities in the country on par with anybody. Like, you've got programs and you've got personalities, Deion Sanders, and I know that that's just one guy, but you get the point. There's value. Let's not talk about the Big 12 and the ACC like there's no value there. There is value. Now, is it on the SEC level right now? No. But these two power conferences, they also benefit from having the rest of the sport exist. They will not benefit like they think they will by creating basically Power 2 NFL Lite and leaving everybody else behind, as I put up my air quotes, because actually, I don't think people are going to be left behind in that model. Part of this, though, is calling the bluff. And also, it is imperative to get some of these other partners or potential partners involved in the sport. It can't be all ESPN. ESPN is running this sport, and you can argue it's not doing the sport a lot of favors. I know some people are going to say, well, the ratings were up last year in college football. I've heard that. Yeah, they were. They were up last year in college football. The playoff had some great moments. Arizona State, Texas was fantastic. Not a lot of great moments, but they had a few. Sure. Teams are in it in November. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. When previously it was basically a combination of sports writers and computers who decided who played for a national championship. That is obviously a very antiquated model. But let's not act like we've got a great model right now. Now, instead of sports writers, we've got Condoleezza Rice. Not literally, she's not on the playoff committee anymore, but you get my point, right? We still have human beings hand-ranking teams to pick who plays in a playoff that's only 12 teams. It's not like it's the NCAA tournament where it's like, okay, fine, if you're team 69, you're out. Okay, there's 68 teams on the deal. I don't really want to hear whining from team 69. But 12? Football, it's a different sport. It's not basketball. And if you really want to create a sport where everybody wins, and this is what the SEC is going to miss, okay? College football is still highly regional. It's not the NFL. If you break off the SEC and the Big Ten and you try to make them NFL light, there will be a lack of interest in many major American cities across the country. And it will become more regional than either of these conferences are willing to admit. They think, well, we've got brands now coast to coast, we'll be fine. I would not be sitting here betting on that. But if you get other television partners in the mix, that will help in a big way. Because ESPN basically running the sport right now is part of the problem. There's no competition. And look at what, if you didn't see it, Major League Baseball and ESPN broke off their deal for Sunday Night Baseball and things like that. That was a big deal. When did that come down? A few days ago that came down, right? They are ending their broadcast partnership after the 2025 season. There was a March 1 deadline for Major League Baseball and ESPN to opt out of the final 3 years of the contract. And Major League Baseball said, you know what? We're out. We're done. ESPN had carried Major League games since 1990. I mean, you remember, I remember the Sunday Night Baseball games with Joe Morgan, Peter Gammons. You go back 20, 25 years to when I was a kid. I know many of you were as well. That was the heyday, right? John Miller on a big Sunday Night Baseball game. There were a few things better, man. But it's a different world. And part of the frustration for Major League Baseball is that ESPN basically stopped covering the sport. They didn't feel like they were using their other programs to push Major League Baseball. And they're right. They're absolutely right. And this is where Brett Yormark, I think, for his next contract in the Big 12, can go to other potential partners. He knows the TNT TBS guys from his NBA days. That would maybe be option number one. But heck, you go to the streaming platforms, Netflix, Amazon, I'd look at all of them. Peacock. I don't care. I mean, give me any of them at this point and figure out ways to cross-promote on the other platforms. Peacock, you can cross-promote on NBC, TNT, TBS. Obviously, they've got partners as well to work with. Netflix is, you know, probably by itself, but still, it's Netflix. Netflix owning the Big 12 is not the worst thing in the world. It's not the worst idea to consider now that Netflix is doing NFL games. You could cross-promote the Big 12 during NFL games on Netflix. That's more than ESPN has ever done in recent years for the Big 12, at least the last two, where instead their top personalities end up trashing the Big 12 on College Game Day. Cough, cough, Desmond Howard. So this is where I think the rubber will meet the road. In the next contract for the Big 12, which is only a couple of years away, and also when it comes to where the college football playoff goes from here starting next year. Right now, to tie it back to what happened on Tuesday of this week, there is no deal between the college football playoff commissioners about how to format the 2025 playoff coming up later this year. They still have not agreed to anything on that front. But they've also got to figure out what they're going to do sooner rather than later. But they have to have everybody on board with a vote in 2025 to change the playoff this year. But what it sounds like, and what your Mark noted to Ross Dellinger in this Yahoo Sports piece, is that they are looking at it beyond this year. They want to come to an agreement on a format that extends beyond this year. That's admirable, but let's be honest. The SEC and the Big Ten can change it next year. They can. I mean, that would be a really douchey thing to do, but they could change it next year. Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. It is great to have you here as always as a part of the show.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can I share this with you? I've got the Heartland hoodie on. You can see that right now on YouTube. And we've got these great shirts. SEC, undefeated in hypothetical games. They've never lost one. Just ask the ESPN talking heads or any SEC fanboy. They are undefeated in hypothetical games. Oh, and on the back of the shirt, you get the Heartland logo. So I will link to that in the show, or you just go to heartlandcollegesports.com and click on the shop at the top of the page and get your shirt there. Make sure you size up unless you're going for the muscle man or muscle woman look. I'll take some questions as well. Pop those in as we are rolling through the show on the radio stations, of course, on our podcast, on YouTube Live, on X, on Facebook Live. So drop in any questions or comments there. We appreciate you guys as always being a part of the show. So the Your Mark angle of this from the Big 12. Your Mark said changes in 2025 for the playoffs set the tone for changes in 2026 and beyond. He said you cannot look at them in a bifurcated way. So he's right to note that. What he means there is he doesn't want to come to a one-year deal and then get bamboozled on the back end. But notice what he said. It sets the tone. It doesn't set it in stone. It simply sets the tone. Those are two very different things, right? Setting the tone, he knows that really come next year, his power falls by the wayside. But setting the tone is what he hopes is an agreement that lasts beyond this year. But we also know that the SEC and the Big Ten are pushing big time for four auto bids each in the 12-team playoff. And they want to expand it to maybe 14 or 16. And they want four automatic bids. which is just ludicrous on its face for so many reasons. Are they likely going to be the best conferences every single year? Sure, I'll give you that. They are. But my goodness, what other sport guarantees spots in the playoff outside of winning your division in the NFL, you know, where, of course, divisional champions get in? And that's common in basically every sport. But not the person who finishes in fourth place in a division. I mean, that's just nuts. That is antithetical to everything that American sports have been about, right? Unless you do it where it's like, hey, NBA, eight from the West, eight from the East. Okay, fine. That happens. Sometimes the West is stronger, the East is stronger. And please don't judge me. I've not watched the NBA in years, but I used to love it when it was like, you know, an enjoyable sport and people cared about the sport and people actually played and didn't take nights off and weren't political and all those different things. But that's different, right? That's eight from one conference, eight from the other conference. This is like if the NBA did 12 from the West and six from the East, just because, well, we think the West is better. And it probably is, and it may be most years, but still, you wouldn't do it that way. That wouldn't be the right way to do anything of this nature. Heck, the NCAA tournament doesn't do it this way, right? They don't do it that way. Yes, you have auto bids for winning your conference championship, but that's different. You get one. So they are obviously trying to take the sledgehammer to the sport, and I'm glad that no deal was reached this week. And I hope that there is continuing to be more pushback from Brett Yormark and Jim Phillips going forward, because that is exactly what the sport of college football has to be doing right now if it wants to maintain what has made it a great sport, right? And I know some of you want the days of the college football world being NFL light. I think you can have it both ways. I don't think it's an either-or proposition. I believe that you can have college football that maintains what makes it unique, what makes it great, the pageantry, the rivalries, the passionate fan bases, and still evolve into the 21st century and not be stuck in the 1990s. And have this playoff and develop it, and yes, understand some conferences are better without totally taking a sledgehammer to everybody who's not the SEC and the Big Ten. There is a way to make that work. The question is, do the powers that be, most notably the SEC and the Big Ten, want to make it work? And frankly, that remains to be seen. I'm Pete Mundo. So glad that you guys are here as a part of the show on Heartland College Sports. If you are not on the website, please get on there. We've got the free forums you can join as well. And hit us up with a great conversation, meet some other Big 12 fans, and have a great time talking off-season football and, of course, college hoops. We got a couple of weeks left until Selection Sunday, Big 12 tournament. We are going to be in Kansas City, of course, for multiple days for that great event. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon. Go Big 12.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.